The biggest week in the border city, the Lloydex Fair Days are around the corner. We've got Jackie in the studio. Jackie, you got to give me the rundown. This is a big week for you guys. Let's start with all the highlights that the Lloydex Fair Days are going to bring.
Yeah, we have a really fun plan this year for our Lloydex Fair. We start July 9th to 12th. And, you know, Wednesday always kicks off with a parade. And last year we saw a record number of floats, so we're hoping for that again. And hoping that the people will line the streets and have a really hoping for nice weather. And then we just kick into fair. You know, our regular programming throughout the week, we have an Elvis performer coming. We have High Limit coming on Wednesday night to perform. We have a lumberjack show. We have Ernestine Happen coming to entertain the kids. The trade show is back where it used to be many years ago, back in the Culligan building. So it's inside. We have, you know, over 50% of vendors are sold out. We have on the Wednesday, the Lloydminster Bobcats are partnering with us to do a street hockey tournament. So check out their website to get information on that. Ag shows start up right away on the Wednesday. We have some trick riding happening. We have the heavy horses. Throughout the week, we also have poultry show. We have a goat show. We have a longhorn show. We have a cattle dog trial. So lots of Gymkhana, team roping, team sorting. So lots of ag activities. We have a very robust petting zoo.
You guys are adding new stuff every single year, I swear. And this year's really cool because you mentioned you really wanted to add that focus on local. So you mentioned the Lloyd Bobcats. I know there's a few things added to the program that really do have that local core to it. So do you want to highlight a few more of those?
Yeah, the Bobcats with their hockey tournament. We have Chris King planning the basketball tournament. We have Brandy Hofer brought an idea to us for a mural fest. So she's going to have artists perform or painting over the 4 days, you know, these concrete barricades. And then those will be on display throughout our city, beautifying our city. So that's a really cool element. Viking Strength is going to do a strongman competition on the Saturday. And that's going to be paired a little bit with our draft horse hitch show. So we're going to have a class of draft horses showing off their power. And then we're going to have classes of men and women showing off their power. That's going to be a cool afternoon out at the grandstand. Yeah, the local karaoke element. We thought, hey, let's see what talent is in Lloydminster. So we have some added prize money to that. Every day we're going to run a bingo in the beer garden. So that's going to be super fun. And then Saturday will be the big day. We're going to wrap it up. This is, you know, not really common knowledge yet, but we're bringing a band from Vegas called Spandex Nation. And they're an 80s rock cover band that if anyone goes to Vegas frequently or at all, you probably have seen them. They perform on Fremont Street and then throughout Vegas 3, 4, 5 times a week.
And Spandex Nation, I took a look before we got started. They are not only playing 80s, but they are looking like they are straight out of the 80s.
Yeah, they are legit. This is their first international gig. They had to get passports to get up here to Canada. And we're super excited to partner with them and have them here. And I think they're just going to have fun. And the other change to that show is going to be out of the grandstand again.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, right. So you can get down on the dirt and dance and party with them. And that's just right ahead of our big fireworks finale show to cap off Lloydex Fair 2025.
It is going to be a jam-packed handful of days here in the Border City. Now, Jackie, if somebody wants to check out the schedule, learn more about it, where do they go?
Yeah, head to our website or our Facebook page for any information. We do have a job fair coming up June 11th. So if you want to come work at the best 4 days of the summer, we have lots of different positions from, you know, being in our mascot to doing gates. So like there's all kinds of jobs that we want at fair. We're going to need a couple custodians for Goat Mountain. And this is probably near and dear to your heart because the goat has partnered with us to bring Goat Mountain. So we're going to have an attraction that hasn't been seen here before. And people are really going to love it.
I'm excited to see these goats. You know we're going to hang out where the goats are found.
Yeah.
Jackie, thanks so much for your time. And of course, a big thank you to you and the Lloydex for all the planning that it takes to pull off the Lloydex Fair Days.
Thank you for having me in this morning.